First of all, I want to talk about a move by Hampshire police, the Constabulary of Hampshire, who have been issuing something called a police C5 notice. This amounts to less than a caution, but more than a slap on the wrist, it seems to me. What they do is, if they don't have evidence to prosecute someone in relation to allegations of child sexual abuse, but they have sufficient reason to be concerned about that person's behaviour, they give them one of these notices, a C5 notice. And it says, I have one in front of me here, it says, your sexual behaviour has come to the attention of the police. We believe you may have been involved in abusive sexual behaviour towards children. We are serving you this notice so you have the opportunity to think about your behaviour and change it. And then it says very clearly underneath, the law is clear. Child sexual abuse is illegal, whatever form it takes. Then it outlines what the law says on sex with children and age limits and bars and that kind of thing. It gives a helpline number as well. And then second part of this police C5 notice breaks down information that they think somebody who may have a problem in this area or be criminal in this area, things to think about. And it literally says in bold capitals, things you need to think about: communication, conduct, control, consent, consequences. And it explains the law around all of those things as well. It also requires a signature from the person who receives it. So this will be physically handed to someone, is my understanding, and by a police officer, and that in front of that police officer, they will have to sign to say, I confirm I have read this notice, fully understand its content, which has been explained to me by the serving officer. So that's what a C5, police C5 notice is. But is it fair that if you are handed one of these things, even though you have not been cautioned, you've not been arrested, you've not been charged, that if a check was done on you, a DBS check, as it's called these days, Disclosure and Barring Service, if a check was done on you, the fact that you had received one of these notices would be on that check? Now, I think great if the person is abusing children, but you just can't nail them. But not so great if it's because of a malicious or misunderstood complaint by somebody. Is it fair? Is it really justice? Is it just for somebody to be given one of these things, falling well below any bar of prosecution or charging, and for that to appear on a DBS check? It used to be CRB, didn't it? A DBS check, a Disclosure and Barring Service check. Is that fair? And I suppose a supplementary question to all of this is, do you think there's any point in this? At least one police and crime commissioner has said not a single person will be protected from abuse because of these notices. Are they right to say that? And is it a fair system? No charging, no arrest, no prosecution. Too little evidence to do any of those things. Just a whisper more serious than a slap on the wrist. And yet it would appear on a criminal records check. 0345 6060 973, the number to call. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. We'll hear from the Labour MP Sarah Champion in a few minutes, co-chairwoman of the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Preventing Sexual Violence. But first, Juliet Grayson is here, chair of STOPSO, an organisation that works with sex offenders and people who admit to having a sexual attraction to children and young people. Juliet, good afternoon to you.
Hi.
What do you make of these notices?
It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, I think what you said is exactly right. If the police really think they're doing it but don't have enough evidence, then this might frighten someone and steer them into taking some action. One of the sad things is that there is another organisation in the UK which offers therapy to people who feel like they're at risk of committing an offence, which is STOPSO, the organisation I represent. And we're the only organisation that works with people before they've committed the first crime, and we're not mentioned on that leaflet. So that's one sad thing. So anyone who feels at risk and wants to get some help, if they Google our website, www.stopso, so if you think about stopsexoffending.org.uk, we, you know, have a UK-wide network of therapists whose main intention is to help people to stop, ideally, the first crime, or if not the first, then the second or third. Mm. But our main aim is to stop the first crime. Other police forces are also giving these out, and they have STOPSO's name on them. And we do have people who contact us having been frightened by a knock on the door from the police. And
But a knock on the door that leads to nothing is one thing. A knock on the door that leads to you being given one of these things and have to sign is and will appear on a criminal check is of a different order, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, that's very frightening in a way, because, as you say, there will be people who make false accusations. I heard of one the other day, which seems to be an entirely spurious accusation against a young child as a perpetrator, actually. But anyway, and, you know, for that to be on a person's record forever and therefore affecting them becoming a football coach or something else, it's very difficult. Obviously, our main aim that everybody has is to try and keep children safe. So I think the police are doing it because they're trying to keep children safe. So their motivation is good. But the idea that my son or my brother might get one of these and actually be entirely innocent and it be, you know, and that it be on his record forever and there's been no proof of a crime, that's also concerning.
One of the central parts of what you do is to engage with, as you said yourself, engage with people who have feelings of sexual attraction to children and or young teenagers as well, and speak about it, be frank about it, get help about it. Couldn't one of these notices be handed out to somebody simply because they've confided in someone about those feelings?
I wouldn't expect that to be the case.
Your sexual behaviour has come to the attention of the Hampshire Constabulary. It isn't quite the same as your sexual attractions.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the research shows that sexual attraction can be formed as early as in the fourth and fifth month of pregnancy. So while the fetus is in the womb. So
based on what?
We're not responsible for our sexual attraction, but we're all responsible for our behaviour and what we do with that. And, you know, what everybody in society wants is that anyone who has a sexual attraction to children manages it and never, ever, ever commits any kind of crime, whether that's looking at child internet offences, you know, child internet images.
But here we're talking about people who have not committed a crime. And yet still on a CRB, oh, I keep saying CRB, on a DBS check, it would come up that they'd received one of these notices.
Yeah, and that does seem hard, doesn't it? But again, if it saves one child from being... It depends which side of the fence you go on. If it saves one child, if it makes that person stop and think and it frightens them and they don't act because of it and they do seek help because they got one of those notices, then that's fantastic. And if it protects one child, then it's worth it. On the other hand, if it's your family member who's been falsely accused without any justification and it's showing on their DBS check for the rest of their life, that's very tough.
At least one police crime commissioner has said they won't protect a single soul. They won't protect a soul. You think they could? I mean, you can't say that they have or will, but you think that it's conceivable that they could?
I certainly think that we've had people coming to StopSo who have been pointed in our direction by the police, either through a conversation or they've been given our business card, which we give out to any police force that wants them, so that they can point people who they are concerned about in our direction. But that's not with a link to a future DBS check problem, as you know. That's just them pointing them in our direction, and that might be a fairer route to go if we're on the innocent until proven guilty, you know, track, which is what I thought we had in this country.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Juliet. Always good to talk to you, Juliet Grayson, chair of StopSo, that organisation that works with sex offenders and people who admit to having a sexual attraction to children. A C5 police notice, communication, conduct, control, consent, consequences. These are the areas that it tells people suspected of having a criminal relationship or a deviant relationship with their sexual attraction to children, communicating with someone under the age of 18 about sex, may mean you're committing a sexual offence. Conduct, sex with anyone under the age of 16 is illegal. Control, criminal offence to try to control someone under 18, however you go about doing it. Consent, if you engage in activity, sexual activity with someone who has not freely consented, you are committing a sexual offence. I mean, to the vast majority of us, those things would be self-evidently true, wouldn't they? But Hampshire Police have taken it upon themselves to issue these police C5 notices. Is it fair that someone, having not been committed of any crime, convicted of any crime, prosecuted for any crime, arrested for any crime, cautioned for any crime, could have this notice appear on their criminal records? Check 0345 6060973, the number to call. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC.